Imagine being able to lose 20 pounds in 30 days without exercise, gain 34 pounds of muscle in 28 days with just 2 30-minute weekly workouts, or sleep just 2 hours per day with full mental clarity. These aren't infomercial promises. They're documented results from Timothy Ferris's radical self-experimentation. The 4-Hour Body challenges conventional wisdom with a simple premise. Extraordinary physical transformation requires focusing on the critical 2.5% of techniques that deliver 95% of results. At its core is the minimum effective dose, MED, principle, the smallest input needed for your desired outcome. Just as boiling water at 212°F achieves the goal, boiling, heating it to 300°F wastes energy without improving results. Similarly, exercising beyond what's necessary can waste effort and even reverse positive effects. This approach isn't about cutting corners. It's about identifying what truly matters and eliminating everything else. The fitness industry thrives on complexity, but simplicity drives results. Consider calorie counting. Climbing 27 flights of stairs burns just half an Oreo cookie. An hour on the Stairmaster? Only about 7 calories beyond what you'd burn sitting on the couch. Scientists focus on calories because they're measurable, not because they're meaningful. Studies show different macronutrient ratios produce dramatically different weight changes despite identical calorie intake, proving a calorie isn't just a calorie. We also confuse correlation with causation. Do marathoners look lean because they run? Or do naturally lean people gravitate toward running? Even genetic determinism falls apart under scrutiny. The legendary Kenyan marathoners, assumed to have inherited slow-twitch muscle fibers, actually have high proportions of fast-twitch fibers, likely developed through specific training. As Eric Lander of the Human Genome Project emphasized, to say something has a genetic component doesn't make it unchangeable. The cornerstone of Ferris's approach is the slow-carb diet, 5 rules that can help you lose 20 pounds in 30 days without exercise. First, eliminate all white carbohydrates, except after resistance training, as even healthy whole grains trigger insulin spikes that promote fat storage. Second, eat the same few meals repeatedly from 3 food groups: proteins, eggs, chicken, beef, fish, legumes, lentils, black beans, and vegetables, spinach, broccoli. Third, drink only 0-calorie beverages, water, unsweetened tea, black coffee, with limited diet drinks and moderate red wine. Fourth, avoid fruit 6 days weekly, except tomatoes and avocados, because fructose converts to fat when liver glycogen stores are full. Finally, take 1 weekly cheat day where you eat anything desired without limitation, which prevents metabolic downshifting and provides psychological relief. Successful dieters often consume 6,000 to 8,000 calories on these days without impeding fat loss. Common pitfalls include insufficient legume consumption, inadequate water intake causing false hunger, and overtraining. Can you indulge in massive cheat meals without gaining fat? Ferris documented consuming over 6,200 calories in 12 hours, 6.8 times his resting metabolic rate, yet 48 hours later, his body fat decreased from 9.9% to 9.6%, and his weight dropped from 169 to 165 pounds. His approach relies on 3 principles: minimizing insulin release, increasing gastric emptying speed, and engaging muscles to direct nutrients away from fat cells. Before indulging, he consumes protein-rich foods and supplements that increase insulin sensitivity. Most importantly, he performs brief muscular contractions, 60, 90 seconds of air squats, wall presses, or chest pulls before eating and 90 minutes after. These activate GLUT4 transporters that direct calories to muscle instead of fat. Ancient Chinese wisdom similarly suggests taking 100 steps after meals for longevity. Your gut microbiome also affects fat absorption through 2 primary bacterial strains: Bacteroidetes, prevalent in lean people, and Firmicutes, prevalent in obese people. To cultivate healthy gut flora, avoid artificial sweeteners, consume fermented foods daily, and consider probiotics with specific strains that support metabolic health. One of Ferris's most controversial discoveries involves using cold to accelerate fat loss. Former NASA scientist Ray Cronice noticed Michael Phelps' enormous caloric intake wasn't just fueling swimming. It was compensating for constant cold exposure. Water conducts heat 24 times more efficiently than air. Applying this insight, Cronice lost 28.6 pounds in 6 weeks, tripling his previous fat loss rate. The science involves two key players: adiponectin, a hormone increased by cold that correlates with fat loss, and brown adipose tissue, BAT. Unlike regular white fat, BAT contains multiple fat droplets and more mitochondria, giving it a brown color. This fat-burning fat dissipates excess calories as heat and can be stimulated by cold exposure to burn fat and glucose, potentially converting regular fat into metabolically active tissue. For implementation, try placing an ice pack on the back of your neck for 20-30 minutes in the evening. Drinking 500 milliliters of ice water upon waking increases metabolic rate 25-30%. Taking contrast showers with cold water on your upper back, or 20-minute cold baths that induce shivering. Though uncomfortable initially, the metabolic benefits continue long after warming up. For building strength efficiently, Ferris recommends kettlebell swings. Tracy Reifkind lost over 100 pounds, 45 in the first 12 weeks, using just 15-20-minute sessions twice weekly. Ferris achieved his lowest body fat percentage with only 75 swings twice weekly, totaling 10 to 20 minutes per week. For muscle gain, his Occam's protocol yielded impressive results: 34 pounds of muscle while losing 3 pounds of fat in 4 weeks using 2 30-minute workouts weekly. Each exercise involves one set to failure using slow cadence, 5 seconds up, 5 seconds down. The protocol emphasizes compound movements that trigger both local and systemic growth mechanisms, with increasing rest days as muscles develop. The nutrition approach is equally efficient: 4 meals daily instead of frequent feeding. For weight gainers, he suggests the GOMAD, gallon of milk a day approach. The key insight? Exercise intensity and recovery matter more than volume. Most people train too frequently with insufficient intensity, when the reverse approach produces far better results. Physical transformation acts as a Trojan horse, creating unexpected improvements across all life areas. When your body changes, others' perception shifts, and more crucially, so does your self-perception. Ferris references his father's 70-plus pound weight loss that transformed him from feeling invisible to being noticed and respected both personally and professionally. Many people settle for partial completion, believing fitness isn't in their destiny. Yet almost all physical limitations can be changed, and improving your outer game often accelerates your inner game. Physical achievements build genuine confidence because they're tangible and undeniable. Your body remains one of the few aspects of life almost always within your control, providing satisfaction even when other areas falter. The most powerful realization is that transformation doesn't demand superhuman willpower or genetic advantages, just accurate information and willingness to experiment. As Carlos Castaneda wrote, "We either make ourselves miserable or we make ourselves strong. The amount of work is the same. The choice is yours. Accept conventional limitations or discover what your body can truly achieve. Conventional limitations or discover what your body can truly achieve."